Good morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine, and this is Get the Funk Out. If you're not familiar with my show, you can head over to the show blog. I've been doing this for a while. GetTheFunkOutShow.KUCI.org. So standing by to join me is Laura Lee Tangi. She's endowed university librarian right here at UCI, and she's going to talk about bystander intervention trainings starting today at noon. And there's another one next week. So the first one that's up today is Islamophobic harassment. Today at noon, it's virtual, and all the information is on the show blog. And on the 24th is bystander intervention training to stop anti-Semitic harassment as well. Again, all the information on how to register is up on the show blog, and she is joining us right now. Good morning, Laura Lee.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for taking the time to call in.
Thank you, Janine. Really appreciate your inviting me to share some information.
So tell me about these events coming up, the bystander intervention trainings. I know it's hosted by Right to Be.
Yes. We are so excited that there are going to be two workshops. The first workshop is today from noon to 1:15 p.m., so just an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
And this workshop is about bystander intervention training and how to stop Islamophobic harassment.
Great.
And then there's going to be a second workshop on Thursday, so next week, April 24th, at the same time, noon to 1:30, on bystander intervention to stop anti-Semitic harassment.
That's great. And I did put a link to Right to Be. And they describe this as a set of trainings to talk through five strategies for intervention and how to prioritize your own safety while intervening. How did this whole collaboration with UCI come about with Right to Be?
Well, it's really interesting. It was sparked by two different events. One thing is that some people might not know that our campus, UCI, back in May of 2023, decided to join an initiative called the Hillel International's Campus Climate Initiative. And many campuses have gone through this initiative, but UCI was the first campus in the UC system to sign up, and the first college in Orange County and the third in the state, and since then many other UCs and the entire system has gone through this program, which is about how to create a positive environment for Jewish students. And in that process, many members from the, I'll just call it Hillel CCI group, thought we really need to provide some kind of educational training to support a welcome and inclusive environment for all students. And so one of the members had found out about the Right to Be training and that it offered workshops both for anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, a bystander intervention training, and we had heard a lot about it. But at the same time, and here's the really nice thing, is that President Michael Drake, president of the UC system, decided to give one-time funding to each of the campuses to address and combat anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and other forms of bias, bigotry, and discrimination. And so our Office of Inclusive Excellence at our campus offered these grants, which we applied for. And it's called ABC at UCI Grant. It's Addressing Bias and Building Community. And so we applied for a grant. We got it. And the libraries, along with Office of Inclusive Excellence and three schools, the School of Humanities, the School of Social Sciences, and the School of Social Ecology, all joined together to try to co-sponsor these workshops.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I feel like, especially post-COVID, we just need these kind of trainings, and it helps bring people together and as opposed to, you know, ripping them apart.
I think that's true. I think we've all been in situations, right, where we've seen something where people are either disrespected or harassed, and we've wondered, how can we help, right? And the Right to Be Bystander Intervention Training is all about how one can help in those situations, and they teach what's called, they have a methodology called the 5 D's, and they stand for distract, delegate, document, delay, and direct. And these strategies give people the skills to safely learn how to step in or intervene, or even doing it indirectly.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to these workshops.
It sounds great. Now, on my show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org, there is some data. According to the 2021 survey by the Council on American Islamic Relations, CAIR, 69% of American Muslims said they have personally experienced one or more incidents of anti-Muslim bigotry or discrimination since 9/11, and 83% said they witnessed someone experience this. So I feel that this is a really wonderful initiative, and I'm assuming this is going on other campuses as well?
I hope so. I know that. I don't know of this particular training, but I know mm-hmm. that throughout the UC there are many efforts to address how can we make our campuses a place where people respect themselves and where basically we're creating welcoming and safe communities.
That's great. And I love the strategies behind, you know, the 5 D's. And they also talk about there's a tool that they call Spectrum of Disrespect. And mm-hmm. they're going to teach, you know, what to look for and positive impact that bystander intervention can make on individuals as well as the UCI community.
Mm-hmm. And I think that these strategies are very effective. Right to Be, to give them credit, they decided to do an evaluation project to see, are their trainings effective or not, right?
Okay.
So back in 2022, they did an evaluation with a separate company, evaluated them, and they put out an impact report. And what they found is that in terms of bystander intervention training, it really does lead to real world mm-hmm. use, so that about 67% of the people who actually went through the training ended up finding that they did apply those intervention bystander techniques and skills
That's great. In real life.
And that basically their knowledge, this is really the important part, it's an educational thing, is that their knowledge increased. That 80% of the people learned more about harassment, and also reported that they, 89% of them reported that the training and using the tools that they needed were actually put into practice as well.
Thank you for sharing all that. And if you're just tuning in, we are talking, is it Lorelei or Lorelei?
Oh, it's Lorelei.
Lorelei, you're welcome. Lorelei Tanji, it's not unusual for me to mispronounce somebody's name twice in the show, especially since if I'm a little tired. So we're talking about bystander intervention training, which is beginning today at noon online, and today is Wednesday the 16th. You can register for Stop Islamophobic Harassment on the link I provided in the show blog, and the show blog getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. And again, there's one on the 24th as well, bystander intervention training to stop anti-Semitic harassment. I was going to mention, I noticed that for Right to Be, there's a backstory behind this. It was inspired by the story, is it Tao Nguyen?
Nguyen. Yes. Tao Nguyen.
Did you want to share that, or should I?
No. I think you can.
Okay, I'm just sharing the details that I got in the press announcement. So this woman was sexually harassed in New York City, and she bravely shared her story online. And the Seven Youths started a public, well, let me back up. It started in 2005. There were seven young people. And as the women in the group told their story after story and their experiences of harassment, the men became increasingly concerned. So collectively, they resolved to make change. And then This woman, I think it's Tao, she was sexually harassed in New York City, and she shared her story online, and the seven youths that I mentioned earlier started a public blog where people could document their experiences of harassment. And then what happened was Right to Be became a nonprofit in 2010, and created bystander intervention trainings to teach people how to stop harassment in all forms. And their mission is to build safe, inclusive public spaces by transforming the culture that perpetuates harassment and discrimination. They carry out this mission by building the power of everyday people to create safe and welcoming environments for all. So I encourage people to go visit the show blog. And again, it's today at noon. It's right online. It's very simple to just log on and attend. Anything else you'd like people to know?
Thank you, Janine, for helping to publicize this. It's such an important workshop. It's timely.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I feel, you know, it's educational, but it gives you skills that empower you to know how to react in certain situations that unfortunately are occurring in our daily life. And one of the things that I'll just mention is I feel like not only is this timely, but I think it's in alignment with what our campus is all about, which is trying to foster a welcoming and safe community for all people.
Yes. Yes, very inclusive, embracing. I agree. Are there other events that you have coming up besides this one? I mean, this is the first time I've spoken to anyone from the UC Irvine Libraries.
Oh, thank you. Well, we'll certainly keep you posted. I will just say that for those who might have tuned in late, that while the workshop to combat and stop Islamophobic harassment is occurring today, I hope people will also be inspired to sign up for next week's workshop, Thursday, April 24th, on stopping anti-Semitic harassment. And you'll learn the five D's, but I think each of the workshops will be different because they'll create and share and involve attendees in different types of scenarios. And so I think it's worthwhile to take both of those workshops, to be honest. And I think they are ones where they are going to be virtual, so they'll be on Zoom.
Yes.
So hopefully that will be really convenient for people. They're during the noon hour. I think they'll be well worth the investment of an hour and 15 minutes. And they will have a survey, so we would really appreciate if people fill that out to give us feedback on whether they would like additional trainings like this or something else.
That's great. Wonderful. And do you want to give your email in case people have questions for you?
Sure.
Okay.
My email is ltanji@uci.edu. I'll spell it ltanji@uci.edu.
Fantastic. And can you give the website one more time for UC Irvine Libraries?
Yes. It's www.lib.uci.edu.
Fantastic. And again, all the information, if you're listening to this, is on the show blog. There is a link to bystander intervention training that starts today at noon. It's so easy because it's online. And next Thursday, there's another session as well. And all the details about this event and Right to Be are on there. Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate this. This is such an important initiative.
Thank you, Janine.
Have a wonderful day. Okay, so that was the first segment of the show. Before we take a break in a little bit, I want to mention a couple of great events coming up. So coming up May 10th, I just heard about this. Shout out to Olivia for sharing this, our public affairs director. So the Be Kind Fest is returning to Orange County this spring, a celebration of kindness, culture, and community. Hoping to get someone from this on the show, so I'll work on that for you. So here is the press release. After a heartwarming debut in 2023, Be Kind Fest is returning to Orange County this year with even more energy, inspiration, and community spirit. It's a free, family-friendly festival, that's a tongue twister, that takes place on May 10th at the Great Park in Irvine, is open to people of all ages. The mission of Be Kind Fest is simple. Bring people together through acts of kindness, cultural sharing, and community connection. Last year's festival drew hundreds of attendees and was featured in the OC Register as a celebration of positivity and compassion in action, things we definitely need. This year, The festival will focus on Mother's Day theme and will feature live music and performances from local artists. They need mom bands, if anybody's listening. Art installations and hands-on creativity zones, food trucks and small business booths, youth activities and games, interactive kindness stations, that's cool, special guests and community speakers, a volunteer fair connecting attendees with local nonprofits. So the Be Kind Fest is about reminding people that small acts of kindness really matter. And it is a day to have fun, feel inspired, and leave with new connections and a fuller heart. The team behind Be Kind Fest is inviting city leaders, educators, nonprofit partners, and everyday change makers to join in and be part of the event, either by attending, speaking, or partnering in some way. The event, again, is free and it's open to all. More details and updates can be found at bekindfest.org. And let me just tell you that Be Kind Fest is a grassroots celebration founded in Orange County to promote unity, kindness, and connection in our everyday lives. The festival is organized by a group of young adults and community volunteers who believe kindness is essential. So we're going to take a little break. You have been listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine. This is Get the Funk Out. If you're not familiar with KUCI, you can head over to our website, kuci.org, or check out our socials at KUCI FM. If you want to find out about being a guest on my show, or you have someone that would be great for Get the Funk Out, you can send me an email to Janine, J-A-N-E-A-N-E, that's J-A-N-E-A-N-E, at kuci.org.